speak to our hearts today.
天上父母，感谢你能够今天能够给我们的心讲话。
Move us to live and work for you.
感动我们，让我们能够为你做工。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
上主祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Well, one of the greatest tragedies of this year has to be the burning of the roof of Notre Dame.
大家应该最近听到过，今年2019年最大的一个惨剧就是前段时间在巴黎圣母院的大火。
Within 2 hours,
在两个小时之内
the entire roof structure was gone.
整个这个教堂整个的这个塔尖被摧毁掉了。
And that roof had stood for 700 years.
那个塔尖呢，已经屹立了超过700年之久。
It's often said that what goes up must come down.
常言有讲到，凡事有起必有落。
And in the case of Notre Dame, everyone watching was reminded that what goes up must one day come down.
所以在这件事情当中，巴黎圣母大教堂的大火也提醒了我们每一个人。世间的所有事情没有一个是永恒的，迟早会衰落。
And it's not just cathedrals.
这里不仅仅讲的是这个大教堂。
It's everything.
而是每一件事情。
The treehouse that you built for your kids.
你为你孩子们建造的树屋。
The canopy that you all are about to build.
这个你们建造的教堂。
Even the company that you work for your whole career.
你们工作了一辈子的公司。
And your own body.
你们自己的身体。
What goes up will one day come down.
所有你曾经建造的这些，将来总有一天它会衰落。
So is that all there is to life?
难道这就是我们生命中所拥有的全部吗？
To build a life.A career, a family, only for it to all one day fall.
我们努力的工作，努力的生活，我们努力的建造家庭，难道就是为了有一天看到所有这些全部消失吗？
And is it even worth it to serve God, since one day our work will inevitably fade away?
甚至乎所有这些还值得我们去服侍主吗？看到所有这些都不可避免的凋谢。
That's the question that Paul was facing in 1 Corinthians 15:58.
这也是保罗在哥林多前书第15章第18节所面临的一个问题。
And it's here in this single verse that we find Paul's conclusion to that question.
在这一章节当中，我们就可以找到保罗在面临这个问题的时候所给出的回答。
And so he says, therefore, my dear brothers.Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
保罗在哥林多书第十五章第五十八节中这样讲到：所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒劳的。
So what should we do with our lives, according to Paul?
所以根据保罗这里讲的，在我们的生命当中，我们应该怎么做呢？
Well, he says to stand firm and receive an eternal reward for your work.
他在这里讲到，你们要在主里面务必要坚固，因为你们的做工，你们将收到永恒的奖赏。
And that's the main point of my sermon today, is stand firm in the Lord.And receive an eternal reward for your work.
而这也是我今天所要讲述的主要信息，在主里务要坚固，并因你的做工而收到永恒的奖赏。
My sermon has 2 main subpoints.
今天我主要讲两个信息。
The first is stand firm in the Lord because there is an eternal reward.
第一点，在主里面务必要坚固，因为有永恒的奖赏。
And the second is to stand firm in the Lord by working for Him with all you have.
第二点， 要尽你所有为主做工，这样你才可以在主里保持坚固。
So first, stand firm in the Lord, because there is an eternal reward.
第一点，在主里面务必要坚固，因为有永恒的奖赏。
I want you to notice the word therefore in this passage.
我想希望大家能够注意到在这些经文当中用到的因此这个词。
Every time you read in your Bible and you see the word therefore, you need to understand what comes before.
每一次在你读圣经的时候，如果你有看到因此这个词，你一定要看看在这个词前面是在讲什么。
So what comes before the therefore?
所以在这个因此前面在讲什么呢？
It's Paul's answer to a question.
是保罗在对一个问题的回答。
And the question is this.
而这个问题就是
Is there really a resurrection from the dead?
真的有死里复活吗？
And what's Paul's answer?
保罗的回答是什么呢？
Of course there is.
当然有。
Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣已经从死里复活。
So of course there's a resurrection from the dead.
当然有从死里复活。
And Paul spends an entire chapter reminding the Corinthians that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
保罗在这一章中一直在强调耶稣从死里复活。
And he goes on to explain the implications of that truth.
他也一直在解释耶稣从死里复活的意义是什么。
If Jesus rose from the dead, then you too will rise from the dead.
如果耶稣从死里复活，那么也意味着将来有一天你们也会从死里复活。
If you trust in Jesus, one day your body will rise from the dead.
如果你信靠耶稣基督，将来有一天你们的身体也会从死里复活。
And the body that you rise with will never come down.
而你们的身体一旦从死里复活，那个身体将不会倒下。
And you will live forever, just as Jesus, even now, lives forever.
你们到时候就会像耶稣一样获得永生。
Brothers and sisters, what Paul is saying is that you need to understand the therefore.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里讲的说，你们必须要理解这个因此。
Christ has been raised from the dead, therefore, stand firm.
耶稣基督从死里复活，因此你们将来有一天也会。
You will one day rise from the dead as well. Therefore, stand firm.
因将来有一天，因此 ，sorry， 将来有一天你们从死里复活，因此呢，你们也能够在主里坚固。
Death will be defeated forever. Therefore, stand firm.
死亡将会被打败，因此你们能够为主做工而在主里坚固。
And so many of us struggle to live the Christian life because we forget the therefore.
我们如此多的基督徒总是有时候会非常挣扎，因为我们常常忘记这个因此。
We've forgotten why we're serving the Lord in the first place.
我们总是忘记我们在一开始的时候我们为什么要服侍。
So let me ask you something.
让我问你一些问题。
Are you tired?
你们累吗？
Are you discouraged?
你们有非常泄气吗？
You feel like you've been giving yourself to the Lord's work.
你们有没有觉得你们把自己的一生奉献给了主？
And yet you have nothing to show for it.
到现在你们却没有看到任何的回报。
You look back and sometimes it feels like a waste.
你们回首过去，感觉好像过去所有的一切付出都是白费的。
It didn't go the way that you envisioned it when you started out.
事情并没有像你们所想象的那样发展。
I think it's natural for Christians to feel that way.
我想作为基督徒，有时候会有这样的想法是很自然的。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because our reward is in heaven.
因为我们的奖赏是在天堂。
Our reward is not earthly.
我们的奖赏并不是在这个世上。
So we can't see it.
我们不能够看到它。
It's invisible.
它是不可见的。
So if you are feeling discouraged, remember this.
如果你们感到泄气，请记住这一点。
God sees your service.
上帝有看到你们的作工。
He sees all that you have done.
上帝有看到你们所付出的所有的一切。
Especially the service that nobody else knows about.
尤其是你们在那些做的默默的付出，虽然别人没有看到。
Especially the service that you do in secret.
尤其是那些你默默的为主所做的一切。
God sees and He will reward you in eternity.
上帝有看到所有那些的付出，上帝会有一天给你永恒的奖赏。
Now, if you're not a Christian today, I want to say welcome to you.
所以，如果今天大家来到这里，如果你还不是基督徒，我想说非常欢迎，也很高兴你们来到这里。
Now, let me ask you, does this eternal reward sound good to you?
让我问你们这样一个问题，你们喜不喜欢这样永恒的奖赏？
And maybe you're here because you understand that what goes up on earth must come down.
你们今天来到这里，也许是你们的眼睛已经被打开，你们有意识到世上的事并没有什么是永恒的。
And you realize you need something more than the temporary things of this world.
你们可能意识到，在这个世界上，你们想要一些不仅仅是临时性的东西。
And you are facing death and destruction in the face.
我们你们有可能会碰到死亡，也可能会在将来碰到各种的消亡。
I have good news for you today.
今天我有一个非常好的消息给到大家。
Jesus Christ has defeated death.
耶稣基督已经战胜了死亡。
You see, God made you and me to live forever.
你有看到上帝可以让你们可以永生。
But we have sinned and rebelled against God.
但是呢，我们都违背了上帝的旨意。
And the punishment for that sin and rebellion is death.
而对这个背叛的惩罚就是死亡。
But God had compassion on us and sent us Jesus Christ the Savior.
但是上帝非常的怜悯，看顾我们，上帝派了耶稣基督来到这个世上为我们而死。
Jesus lived a sinless, perfect life.
耶稣基督过着一个完美的、无罪的生活。
And then he went to the cross.
然后他上了十字架。
He died on our behalf.
他为了我们的罪而死。
And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
三天之后，耶稣基督从死里复活。
God raised him from the dead to show that he accepted Jesus' sacrifice.
他的死里复活显示了上帝接受了耶稣基督为我们的罪而所做的献祭。
So that anyone who believes in him need not die but have eternal life.
所以所有信靠耶稣基督的人在将来有一天不会因为罪而死。
And Jesus even now is alive and sits in heaven.
耶稣基督现在就坐在父的宝座的右手边。
And one day he will come back to judge everyone, living or dead.
有一天耶稣基督他会回到这个世上，他会来审判我们这里的每一个人，要么活要么死。
Friend, I want for you to have victory over death.
朋友们，我希望你们也能够战胜死亡，能够摆脱你们的罪。
I want for you to have freedom from your sins.
我希望你们能够摆脱你们的罪。
So come to Jesus, trust in him.
所以来跟随耶稣基督，来信靠他。
And you will have eternal life.
这样你们可以过上永恒的生命。
If you want to trust in Jesus, don't delay.
如果你们想信靠耶稣基督，请不要再等待了。
Trust in him today.
今天就相信他。
And tell somebody.
告诉你身边的朋友。
Tell one of the members of this church.
跟我们这里教堂里的弟兄姐妹讲。
Or you can tell me.
或者你可以跟我讲。
We would love to talk to you about Jesus.
我们会很开心的跟你去谈论耶稣基督。
We want to share with you the eternal reward.
我们想跟你一起分享永恒的奖赏， 这个好消息。
And for those of us who are members of this church, let's remember to stand firm because there is an eternal reward.
对于这里已经成为主里的弟兄姐妹，请继续在主里面坚固，因为有永恒的奖赏。
Now, if we want to stand firm for the Lord, we need to know what that looks like, right?
当然，如果我们想在主里面坚固，我们需要知道在主里面坚固到底是什么样子呢？
Well, according to Paul, we stand firm in the Lord by working for Him with all we have.
根据保罗所说，在主里面坚固，我们应该要尽我们所有，要为主做工。
And this is the second point of my sermon today.
这也是我今天要讲的第二个主题。
Stand firm in the Lord by working for Him with all you have.
尽你们所有，要为主做工，这样才可以在主里面坚固。
Paul tells the Corinthians to stand firm and let nothing move you.
保罗告诉哥林多人要保持坚固，不要被任何东西所动摇。
And then he tells them how they're supposed to do.
然后呢，他也告诉他们应该怎么做。
He says, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
他说，总是要尽你们自己的全部，全部为主做工。
So in standing firm, there's work involved.
所以呢，这里面有讲到说，我们一定要为主做工。
It's not just holding on to an idea.
我们而不是仅仅只是在那里信靠而已。
There's action.
要有行为。
And Paul even says, always give yourself.
保罗也这边讲到说，要一直为主做工。
And he says, give yourself fully.
他说要把你们自己的所有，尽你们的所有为主。
Paul repeats this idea because he wants for us, it sounds like, to be up to our ears in work for the Lord.
保罗一直在这个章节当中一直在强调这一点，所以保罗也是在希望所有的我们都能够尽我们的所有为主做工。
So what does that mean?
这个是在讲什么意思呢？
Now, as Christians, we understand that in one sense, all the work that we do is for the Lord.
作为基督徒呢，我们可以理解说，我们做的全部的事工，我们都是在为主做工。
If you are loving your neighbor, you're doing the Lord's work.
比如你们关爱邻居，或者说你们在教会里面为主做一些工作。
In your job, if you are serving your customers, you are doing the Lord's work.
所以，比如说在你们的工作当中，你们努力的工作，你们服务你们的顾客，这些都是在为主做工。
As Christians, we need to work hard at our God-given callings.
作为基督徒，我们需要努力的工作。
Because that's how we love our neighbors as ourselves.
正比如说，我们怎么样爱我们的邻居，就如爱我们自己。
But I think Paul is talking about something a little different here.
但是呢，我想保罗在这里面可能也有在讲一些。一些具体的不一样的事情。
And notice how he says that our work in the Lord is not in vain.
保罗在这里面有讲说，你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒劳的。
Now if you look a little earlier in Paul's letter, you see these words in vain.
如果你读保罗的这个哥林多前书，你可以看到在这个篇章的前面部分，你也可以看到。
He says, if Jesus is not raised from the dead, then my preaching, my work for you, is in vain.
他说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，那么我的传道或者我为主做工，所有这些都是徒劳的。
He's speaking about his work in sharing the gospel.
他在讲他在这里面的做工，也就是说是传主的福音。
That's why he's using these words in vain.
这就是为什么他在这里面用徒劳这个词。
He's reminding them that in light of Jesus' resurrection, gospel proclamation has special significance.
所以他在这里面一直在强调说，传主的福音，为主的做工。所有这些对于复活来说是非常有特别意义的。
And that means that you, Christian, need to prioritize promoting the gospel.
这就意味着你们作为基督徒需要特别优先传主的福音。
Of course, you need to work hard at your job.
当然，你们也需要在工作当中努力的工作。
And I'm glad that you are all working hard at your jobs, most of you.
我很高兴看到大家在工作当中是如此的努力。
Those of you who are retired, congratulations.
对于那些已经退休的人，恭喜你们。
Way to go.
恭喜你们。
But for all of us, are you praying as you work or as you enjoy retirement? Are you praying for opportunities to share the love of Jesus Christ with somebody else?
所以对于我们所有的弟兄姐妹们，在你们工作当中，你们有没有去寻求一些机会，为你共事的朋友们向他们传福音，向他们介绍基督里面所获得永恒的奖赏呢？
Yes, God is pleased when you do a good job at your work.
当然，上帝是非常乐意看到你们在你们的工作当中出色的工作，努力的工作。
But we as Christians also remember that so much of our work here is temporary.
但是作为基督徒也请记住，我们在这个世上所做的大部分的工作，所有这些都是临时性的。
One day it will end up like the roof of Notre Dame.
有一天我们所有在世上的做工就像大教堂的塔尖一样，有一天它会消亡。
Therefore, prioritize work that will last forever.
所以呢，请优先做那些能够持续、能够永久的事工。
And that's bringing people to Jesus.
那就是让更多的人来认识主，传主的福音。
Of course, evangelism is not the only way to work for the Lord.
当然，传福音并不是宣扬主的唯一的途径。
One of the most important ways that we do work for the Lord is right here in this church.
我们所做的所有事工当中最重要的事情之一，那么就是建造教会。
Paul spends most of his letters to the Corinthians talking about how they need to behave in church.
保罗在给哥林多教会的大部分的书信当中一直在强调，他告诉他们怎么样在教会里面弟兄姐妹们相互之间的行为。
He talks a little about witnessing and a lot about life together as a church.
他用了很多的时间在谈论在教会里面应该怎么做。
Christian, don't underestimate the power of showing up to church.
所以作为基督徒千万不要低估来教会的价值。
Showing up to church is how you can build those deep relationships.
只有通过来教会，你们才可以建立这些非常深刻的关系。
Showing up to church is how you can use your spiritual gifts.
通过来教会，这样你们才可以能够使用你们圣灵的恩赐。
God has designed the local church as the way for you to work and to labor for him.
上帝呢已经建造了我们这个本地的教会，这个入城华人教会，所以在这里你们可以为主做工。
This local church, LCCC, is created by God.
这个入城华人教会是由上帝给我们建造的。
As a place for you to labor and glorify him.
这样的话呢，我们所有的弟兄姐妹才可以在这里面来祷告，来荣耀主。
To use your spiritual gifts.
来使用你们圣灵的恩赐。
So if you want your life's work to last.
所以如果你们想要你们的事工能够持久永恒。
Then show up.
所以呢，请多多的来教会。
Get to know other church members.
这样你们就可以认识我们教会里面其他的弟兄姐妹。
Join a small group.
能够加入我们。
Find ways to bring church members into your life.
找到一个途径可以把教会的弟兄姐妹能够 带到你的生活当中的一部分去。
That work that you put in, it's a lot of work.
这个工作虽然会有很是非常多的。
But that work will last eternally.
但是你们做的这一份做这一份事工能够持续，能够长久。
Now, I know many of you have been faithfully serving at this church for a long time.
我知道在座的各位弟兄姐妹当中，有很多呢已经为我们这个教会服侍了很多年。
Some of you have been here.
有一些弟兄姐妹已经在这里面了。
Some of you have been here for decades.
有一些弟兄姐妹在这里面已经服侍了几十年的时间。
You've been faithful.
你们非常的忠诚。
You've not given up.
你们从来没有放弃。
For highs and lows.
你们总是忠心的服侍。
Excuse me.Through ups and downs.
我们的教会呢，总是能够有上上下下。
Pastor searches.
我们去寻找我们的牧师。
Building searches.
建造我们的教堂。
Members coming and going.
我们有弟兄姐妹，我们的会友，有人来了，有人离开。
You faithfully invested and loved.
你们非常的忠诚，你们真的爱这个教会，你们也被爱。
And you've given your lives for the Lord here.
你们把你们的生命奉献给到主。
Do you want to say thank you?
我真的很想说谢谢你们。
Praise the Lord for your faithfulness and service.
感谢主，因为你们忠诚的奉献。
As we look back, I know there are a lot of wonderful memories.
我们这边有很多非常棒的弟兄姐妹们。
And lots of good memories and ideas from the past.
我们在我们的教会的历史当中，我们有非常宝贵的一些回忆。
Thank you, Mom.
谢谢母亲。
But as we look back, there's also hard memories.
但是我们回首过去，我们也可以看到我们有很多的一些困难。
Faithfulness is difficult.
我们经历过非常多的困难。
And after decades,
在几十年的过程当中，
sometimes it's tempting to think.
有时候总会有一些诱惑，让我们去不停的思考。
That we can leave the hard parts of faithfulness to the others.
我们能够战胜这些困难，我们能够传递到我们的下一代的弟兄姐妹。
And that we've given our share, and now we can pass it on.
我们可以把我们的这些都分享给到我们年轻的教会，我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Now, there's good in passing the torch on to the younger generation, right?
我们总是非常能够很好的把所有这些教会的历史传承给到年轻的弟兄姐妹。
But we also need to be encouraged by Paul's words here.
根据保罗的话，在这里面我们也要经常鼓舞我们自己。
Now, he says, always.Give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
他在这里面说，你们总是要全身心的来侍奉主，为主做工。
And always means always.
总是，这里面指的是总是，或者说我们的一生。
That means to the very end.
一直到我们的最后。
With our whole lives.
在我们的整个的一生当中。
And Paul knows the temptation is to say.Most of the time.
保罗也知道我们经常很多人会受到这样的诱惑说只要大部分时间就好了。
But God has called you for always.
但是上帝的呼召是说我们要总是是一生。
And if you've ever been in a race,
如果你们曾经有参加过一些比赛的话，
what part of the race is the hardest?
比赛的哪一个过程是最难的呢？
Is it beginning?
是一开始的部分吗？
No, it's the end.
不是，是这个比赛的最后一部分。
Well, what's also the most important part of that race?
这个比赛的最后一部分也是最重要的。
Is it the beginning?
是一开始吗？
The beginning is important.
开始当然也很重要。
But the end is the most important.
但是这个结尾才是最重要的。
So when Paul says always,
所以当保罗在这里说总是，
God's message to you and to me is this.
上帝给你们和给我的信息是这样的。
Finish well.
完成到最后，完成直到终点。
Finish the race well.
很好的完成，直到这场比赛的终点。
In the 1800s, there was a man named Edward Studd.
在19世纪的后期，有一个老人，他的名字叫 Edward Studd.
He made a fortune in India and moved back to his native England to retire.
他在印度呢，赚了很多的钱，然后呢，回到他的家乡英格兰退休。
And in England, he was dragged by a friend to see a show at the theater.
在英格兰呢，他有一天，他被朋友去听一个讲道。
But this was not just any show.
这个呢，在这个呢是在一个 theater， 在一个这个影院里面，这个不是一个简单的一个 show。
The show was headlined by D.L. Moody.
这个 show 呢，是一个叫 D.L. Moody 的人。
Do you know who D.L. Moody is?
你们知道 D.L. Moody 是谁吗？
He's one of the most famous preachers of the late 1800s.
他是19世纪末期最出名的一个传道士之一。
Edward Studd did not want to be there.
Edward Studd 一开始呢不想去那里。
But he couldn't stop listening.
但是他到了那里，他没有办法停下来。
In his own words,I will come and hear this man again.
用他自己的话说呢，我还会回来继续听这个人的讲道。
He has just told me everything I've ever done.
这个人告诉了过往我所有所做过的一切。
Studd was converted that week.
Studd 在那个星期被改变了。
And his life changed.
他的生命也发生了改变。
His previous life was full of enjoying the finer things of English life.
他以前的生命都花在享受一些骑马打猎的事情上。
Horse racing, hunting, cars. And those were quickly replaced with a passion to see souls come to Jesus.
所有这些享乐很快的被另外一股激情所替代，就是挽救别人的灵魂。
He took the hall of his house and cleared it out, made room for chairs and benches.
他把家里大厅全部清空，放上椅子凳子。
He invited all of his previous colleagues to come and listen to him preach to them about Jesus.
他把他以前所有同事都邀请到他家里来，听他怎么样传主的福音。
He was not a trained minister.
他甚至不是一个受过训练的牧师。
And he didn't have a whole lot of time.
他也没有太多时间。
Because he died only 2 years later.
因为他在大概不到两年的时间之后就去世了。
But the man who preached his funeral said this of him.
在他葬礼上有这么一个人给他的致辞这样说。
He did more in 2 years than most Christians do in 20.
他在两年当中所做的事工比大多数基督徒在20年时间所做的还要多。
Edward Studd was an old man when he came to Christ.
Edward Studd 在他接受耶稣基督开始追随主的时候呢，已经年纪非常大。
But his passion for the Lord exceeded that of so many who were younger than him.
但是他在追随主的这个激情远远超过了很多的年轻人。
He understood this principle.
他知道这么一个原则。
On earth, what goes up must come down.
在世上有起必有落，一切事物终将消散。
But what goes up for Christ will stand forever.
但是为耶稣基督所做的一切，所有这一切，他将会永恒。
Even in his last years, Edward Studd used the gifts and the resources God gave to him to do everlasting work.
尽管在他最后的岁月里面 ，Edward Studd 利用他所有的恩赐，他所有的资源来荣耀主。
He finished well.
他很好的完成了最后的比赛，直到终点。
And so, how about you today?
那么今天的你们呢
？Have you thought about how you want to finish the race?
你们有没有想过怎么样来完成这场比赛呢
？Are there burdens or passions that the Lord has given to you?
你们有没有收到过主给你们的一些服侍主的激情、机会呢
？Or are there just opportunities that God has given to you to serve Him?
或者说你们有看到一些机会来服侍主呢？
But you're hesitant.
但是呢，你们看到这样机会的时候呢，却一直在犹豫。
You don't know how it's going to go.
你不知道接下来会怎么办。
You've seen a lot of things maybe not go so great before.
你们可能看到很多的事情以前并不是进行的非常的好。
But let me encourage you. If an opportunity does come to you, then take it.
在这里面，请允许我鼓励你们。如果有看到这样的机会可以服侍主，那么请抓住这样的机会。
Remember that when you give your best to the Lord's work,
请记住你们所有这些尽力为主所做的工作，
it will not be in vain.
所有这些为主的做的工作从来都不是徒劳的。
Much of our work in life is temporary.
我们在我们的生命当中做的大部分工作都是临时性的。
But we as Christians stand firm in the Lord.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们在主里面坚固。
And we will receive an eternal reward for our work.
我们会因为我们为主的做工而受到永恒的奖赏。
Edward Studd had three sons.
Edward Studd 有三个儿子。
His third son was named Charles.
他的第三个儿子呢叫 Charles.
And his friends affectionately referred to him as CT.
他的朋友们总是叫他 CT.
CT Studd was one of the 20th century's most celebrated missionaries.
CT Studd 在二十世纪呢是最出名的传教士之一。
He wrote a poem that many missionaries and ministers and Christians have cherished.
他曾经写过一首诗歌，很多的传教士、很多的牧师非常喜欢。
I think it speaks beautifully of what it means to labor for the Lord.
这首诗歌非常漂亮地讲述了在主里面保持坚固是什么样的意思。
And I will leave you with his words.
我想把这句话，他的诗歌中的一句话送给大家。
Says, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ shall last.
这句诗歌是这样讲到的：独此一生，似箭如云，仅有为基督所行之事，方能长久。
Let's pray together.
让我们来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父
we thank you for adopting us as your children.
谢谢你能够收养我们成为你们的子民
And we thank you that you've given us work to do.
谢谢你给我们让我们有工作可以做
Thank you that our lives can have eternal meaning.
谢谢你，让我们能够让我们的生命有永恒的意义。
Thank you that you thought of all this for us.
谢谢你为我们所考虑的所有的这一切。
And thank you for the opportunities that we have, even today, to serve you.
感谢你能够让我们今天能够有这样的机会可以侍奉主。
Father, we ask that you would help us to prioritize what is eternal.
主，我们请求你能够继续看顾我们，让我们能够过着永恒的生命。
Give us passion and energy and love.
让我们能够有激情，有能量，能够有爱。
Give us perseverance to work hard.
让我们能够非常努力的工作。
Help us to finish the race well.
能够让我们非常好的完成这个比赛，直到终点。
And when we arrive in heaven to hear the words,
我们将会到天堂来听您的话语。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
听到您对我们说干得不错。
Thank you for your love for us, Father.
天上的父，感谢你们给我们的爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
为了感谢的是父母，我主耶稣基督。